Okay, fun seekers, do we have an assignment for you? Well, it's really not that hard, but it can be frustrating and scary and annoying, and it's something that people are going to have to do because now we are mandated to have health insurance. Exactly. You're going to go out and look for some quotes for health insurance and disability. But let's read together. Please see the health and disability insurance assignment sheet. Well, this sheet is very similar to the Chapter 8 automobile and home insurance questions and the sheet, worksheet, and the assignment, except it has to do with health. And you're going to perform the calculations. So you'll note similarities. You know, there's a deductible, as there was in Chapter 8 for some health, and there's a waiting period for the disability. That's kind of like a deductible. You have to wait a certain amount of time before they pay you. So use the Chapter 8 questions and see how they work with the Chapter 9 questions. It's very similar, same idea. With the internet, or telephone, or walk into an insurance agent's office, look for the cheapest, or, you know, maybe the best, if not the cheapest, health and disability insurance policies you can find. You want to know what the deductible is, the maximum out-of-pocket, the stop loss, as it's called, the monthly premiums. Sometimes it's hard to get the monthly premiums without you giving them your information, so try your best. Find out any other information that you feel is pertinent, such as copays, what free preventative care or low-cost preventative care. Some of them will give you $25, general practitioner visits. You know, in other words, make sure you're fit a checkup, see how you're doing. And also, if you want to get the monthly premiums and don't want to talk to anybody, you can go to the Covered California website. That's the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Exchange for California. And maybe you'll qualify for a subsidized policy. Maybe not. The disability policies are much harder to find. You're going to look for the waiting period, the time the benefits last, how much they will pay. Sometimes it's a percentage of your current income. Usually it's an absolute dollar amount. And try to find the monthly premium. Again, you might have to give them information that you don't want to give to. You don't want to give them to them. There are a few companies that are still doing disability insurance. Maybe there's something through your employer. Check that out. MetLife, as we said in the presentation, is one of the few that is still doing it. And don't worry, I don't own any stock in MetLife. I'm not getting any kickback or any folks. And as I said in the note, reiterating, they want your information before they're going to give you a monthly premium. So if you don't want to give that, don't. And don't bother with the monthly premium. So do your best on these. Sometimes people get frustrated, and don't worry about it. If you get a calculation that is bothering you, do your best and then walk away from it and then come back to it later. And as we said, I think I've told you, this is how we solve problems. Our subconscious, our brain cells are still making those connections, especially when we're doing exercise. Go walk the dog or run after the kids or ride a bike, play volleyball. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. So have fun, the best you can have, and good luck. Oops, did I say MetLife? Maybe MetLife does. I don't know, but I meant Mutual of Omaha. I'm sorry. Ay, ay, ay. Keep up the good work, dear students.